A deus ex machina of sorts has come from the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, the federal public health agency that is occasionally the target of the president's scorn. Arguing that evictions hasten the spread of the virus, it issued a sweeping moratorium starting on September 4th that applies to most renters nationwide, excepting American Samoa, which has been spared even a single case of COVID-19. This came after an executive order from President Donald Trump that sought to take all lawful measures to prevent residential evictions and foreclosures. To qualify, renters must certify that they earn less than $99,000 and are unable to pay even after seeking government assistance. However, they must still make timely partial payments and will still owe back rent. The public health rationale for the decision is straightforward. A team of epidemiologists at Harvard, the University of Illinois, and the University of Pennsylvania has published a model estimating that even a low eviction rate, 0.25% of households per month, would increase caseloads by 1.5% by the end of the year. But a high eviction rate, 2% of households per month, would increase cases by 13%. The non-medical consequences of pausing evictions could prove equally important. Studies of the last recession showed that moving several times a year was associated with worse performance at school, the effects of which linger over a lifetime. And since evictions are caused by a failure to pay rent, reduced housing costs may allow increased spending on other necessities for struggling families.